Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, this is the Dog Doctor. Committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogdoctorradio.com. The Dog Doctor is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now here is your host, Dr. Robert Forto, the Dog Doctor.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to the Dog Doctor Radio Show, part of Twine Group Media and brought to you by Dog Works Training Centers. You are listening to me live up in Alaska. I am up here training for my first Iditarod and qualifiers beginning this year. This show is a best-of show. We recorded this when we were still with our old production company, and we're just cleaning up some old shows and re-airing them. I promise in the next couple of weeks, Michelle will be back, and we will get back on track with some live shows and great guests. But sit back and listen to Leah Morris talking about raw diets for dogs.
I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, and I think that you're right. We do live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
It is awesome, isn't it? I know you guys live out in the country in Bennett, Colorado, and not really my cup of tea with the flat ground, but I know you really love it out there in the country, don't you?
Yeah, we have some hills, but yeah, we do. We love our prairie.
So introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do, et cetera?
I am Leah Morse, and I own Rocky Mountain Classic Canine, and I am now an official professional dog trainer. I want to be all things dog for just about anybody who would need any kind of advice, whether it's for training or whether it's for training product or even advice on how to feed your dog. I definitely am wanting to provide as much information as possible just so that I can keep as many dog bites from happening and as many dogs from ending up back into the shelter system.
Yeah, and you have quite a bit of experience with dogs. You're not just somebody that took a course or watched a video to become a dog trainer. You've been doing this most of your adult life, haven't you?
I have been doing this most of my adult life, and even into my teens, I spent a couple years on the family farm. I've done 2 years at the Denver Dumb Friends League. I started very young as a teen in the pet retail business, which I have 20 years of experience. I have about 10 years of vet assisting experience, and I've been basically helping people with their dogs since I was very young.
And you are also a graduate of our canine career course, our dog trainer, our canine obedience trainer instructor course. And you graduated about a year ago, I guess. And
yep.
You're just now getting your feet wet in terms of opening your business. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, you're still working another job. And that's important because a lot of dog trainers still do that. They do dog training on the side because of a couple of reasons. Number one, and most likely, is they just love to work with dogs so much. And other, it's a great source of supplemental income, is it not?
It is definitely a great source of supplemental income. You know, especially if you love both dogs and people.
Right. So you guys are just getting ready to launch your website. What is that website?
Our website is going to be RM Classic Canine, short for Rocky Mountain Classic Canine, and that will definitely entail what we're all about and what products that we'll carry.
And you just recently posted a blog on our website about raw diets and your dogs. And you are a breeder, owner, and longtime fancier of boxers.
Yes, that's correct.
So go ahead, Leah. I'm sorry.
I just was going to say that I have a very big passion for boxers.
I know you do. I remember when you first started our course, you went out and purchased Story. At about the same time you started our course, and you guys really learned together, didn't you?
Yes, we did. It was wonderful having a puppy to watch the different developmental stages that I was learning about. It really helped me to learn those stages better.
Right, right.
For sure.
So we look forward to having you on several times as you build your business at Rocky Mountain Classic Canine. And we'll have a link to your guys' website on ours. And you plan to write a blog article every week, and we will cross-post those on ours and, of course, promote it on Twitter and Facebook and all of those social media avenues that we do. So let's get into your latest article about raw diets. So take it from there, Leah. What do you want to talk about?
The reason that I was very interested in doing this blog was that I didn't have really anybody close to me that was able to help me go through this process. You know, there's the Internet. The Internet is not really a regulated thing, but there was lots and lots of information for me on the Internet, and I was able to procure a few books. And through a lot of bumbling around, I've really finally been able to come up with a system that I'm very comfortable with not only my young puppy, but the older dogs. And I am planning a litter for this spring, and I will be using this diet for Story when she's bred.
You know, we were sitting around talking before we started the show here just a few minutes ago with our good friend Ken, and we had talked about what we're going to talk about today and mentioned that you feed raw diet to your dogs. And the first question that he had was, doesn't that make them sick? Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yes. You know, I have to say that I was, as I said in my blog, pretty terrified the first time that I fed my dogs raw chicken wings. You know, I really didn't get very much sleep that night. I really thought, you know, what did I just do? Did I kill my dog? But as a vet assistant and as somebody who has got many years of retail experience, one of the things you tell people is don't switch your dog quickly. Well, with raw diet, I did exactly the opposite. I switched them cold turkey, and I not only had no problems with that, no vomiting, no diarrhea, but also it got rid of the gas that boxers are so notorious for having. And I'm extremely pleased with the fact that they never seem to have any of those problems, unless they happen to run out in the field and get into something. But as far as feeding the raw diet, I have not had any digestive problems whatsoever. Even the young puppy.
Michelle had passed a question over about sensitive stomachs with boxers, and you had mentioned that just a little bit. Is it a breed thing, or is it just kind of, you know, can you expound on that just a little bit?
Boxers can have sensitive stomachs. They can have irritable bowel syndrome. They definitely can have food allergies. There's many, many digestive disorders that boxers can suffer from just like any other dog. That is, yet again, another reason that I was very passionate about switching was the fact that you are completely in control over what ingredients go into your dog's body. When you're buying a processed food, even though it's a better brand, you really have no control over what's going into that bag. And even if they're using the same ingredients from month to month, the sources can change, the quality can change, and as we saw with the dog food recall, you know, a lot of the dog foods are starting to outsource to other countries that don't have quite the same guidelines for the food industry as the United States do. So as far as I'm concerned, having a dog with a sensitive stomach, I definitely like being more in control over the ingredients that they're ingesting.
And this isn't something new to you. I know you're heavy into this on a human level as well. You're very conscientious about what goes in your body as well as your family. And I've spoken to you guys at length about that over the time we've been together. I guess it's been close to 3 years now. And you're not just one of these, I don't know the appropriate word for it.
Vitamin gurus.
Vitamin gurus.
Yes. I was thinking many things like that.
I was thinking somebody more along the lines of, okay, this didn't work, I'm going to try this. This doesn't work, I'm going to try that, so on and so forth. But you've really studied this, haven't you?
Yes. Both my husband, Ron, and I have gotten very heavily into our nutrition. I mean, we've been given one body. That's all we've been given. So you might as well do the best that you can for it. And I'm pretty happy with the results, and that is, again, another motivation for me to do that for my dogs.
Yeah, and you and I have talked a lot about how you went to this quote-unquote natural-type lifestyle just for the problems that you faced in your health. And then to segue into that with your dogs, you had mentioned in your blog about some of your dogs' terrible health problems that they had with liver failure and cancer and all those sorts of things. Do you think that the raw diet helped with that?
And their coats were fairly shiny. I mean, they looked very healthy, but they were still shedding. And now that they're being fed the raw diet, I have never seen such glossy coats. They look like they've been dipped in a clear coat. Their shedding has completely been reduced. The skin and the coat are the last things to get nutrition, so if that's any indication about what's going on inside, I mean, I'd say that that's proof in itself. They literally don't get sick. I mean, this is the first puppy that I've really not had any problems digestively with him whatsoever. And we even switched him cold turkey from another very good dog food that the breeder was feeding. So I do believe there's enough information out there that points towards the fact that nutrition and what we put in our bodies directly affects our immune system and what we can ward off as far as disease and infection.
You know, I had a client a couple of years ago. It was a giant schnauzer. And when they brought that dog in to board, they had literally grocery sacks full of food. In one hand, they had the morning meal, which was raw meat. I mean, it looked like prime rib. And then in the other hand, they just had a boatload of chicken, whether it be thighs and wings and whatnot. But what alarmed me is when they brought all of this in, they brought in a box full of supplements, all of these vitamins and things that you had to give this dog in order to meet the nutritional guidelines that is required for this type of diet. Do you do the same thing with your dogs, or describe what you feed them?
I don't go too crazy with the supplementation because the quality of food that I feed gives them a lot of their vitamins. I follow the guidelines that I have found in the book Natural Nutrition for Your Dogs and Cats, The Ultimate Diet by Chemist R. Schultz, and also Give Your Dog a Bone by Dr. Ian Billinghurst. Both recommend supplementing some things. I do give vitamin C on a daily basis. Again, this is something that you would want to cover with your veterinarian, but I give the vitamin C on a daily basis. It's said to help your grass from not being killed by urine stains, but it also helps with general overall health. I do supplement fish oil from time to time. I don't do it on a daily basis. I have a powder that I've kind of created myself following the same guidelines that incorporate alfalfa, kelp powder, bee pollen, and I'll even throw in some ginger and a few other items. And I put that on their food a couple of times a week, but I don't get crazy with the supplementation. Again, I really believe the fact that they're getting raw food, they're getting the nutrients from it, and it's not being cooked out. They're getting minerals from the bones and pure calcium that their body can really digest well and utilize well. And then you combine that with natural sunshine to make sure that all of them are absorbed properly.
And you do this every day?
I do it every day. I do fast my adult dogs once a week. So for a 24-hour period at any rate, Friday nights is when the fast starts. They don't get fed Saturday morning, but then they're fed Saturday afternoon. And when we fast them, we'll sometimes just give them some green beans or something so that it's not too hard of a fast. But it does, again, it helps the body to purge itself of anything from the week and then gives you a fresh start as you start feeding them again.
You know, as a sled dog racer, that was our diet for our dogs 6 to 9 months of the year was all raw food. I used to call it gruel. And what that would be, it would be just about anything that you can think of in terms to boost that protein and boost that energy boost, you know, that you need for running sled dogs. It was about 12,000 calories a meal, and they would be fed one time a day, and they would eat it up in 15 seconds, and they would have the stamina to run, 100 miles an evening. And then during the off-season, we would feed regular food, kibble, very high quality kibble, mainly because they weren't doing anything. We would feed something with higher fat and, you know, recovery type food. And the reason I bring that up is I know a lot of people that do this raw diet, including our daughter with her dog, Kane. She does it every other day. One day will be, you know, a raw diet, and she typically feeds chicken wings. And one thing we do want to mention is chicken thighs. One thing that we do want to mention is they are raw. They have not been cooked. They're right out of the freezer, and they go into the bowl.
No. They do not go right from the freezer to the bowl. She thaws them in the refrigerator, and we feed them to him thawed, but they're not always fully thawed.
Right, that's what I was saying. And then every other day, he receives the dry kibble, a very good kibble, and he's doing pretty well with that. Do you have any advice to people that may do that?
I would say that as long as you're being regular, I would not find fault with that. I prefer to feed solid raw just because it helps with the gas.
Right.
And not only that, we have a system where Ron and I, we go and we buy cases of the stuff, and we make the meals up and then put all those in the freezer so that it's already ready. And all I have to do is just pull out what I need the night before, and it's, to me, that's actually even easier than feeding the kibble. And to tell you the truth, my dogs really are starting to not like kibble mm-hmm. on the few occasions that we've had to go back to it. But I think that that's completely fine. You know, they're getting the nutrition from the raw. But, you know, again, it really depends on the dog and what their stomach is able to handle. I haven't had trouble with switching between the different meats. But one thing that you definitely don't ever want to do is to feed processed with raw because they're digested differently.
Right.
And that could cause a problem.
That's exactly right. So, Leah, we have a couple more minutes. And the big question that everybody's going to ask is, how much does this cost a month?
You know what? We did a lot of research in the very beginning. We spent a lot of the money in the beginning thinking, wow, we got to get all these different types of cuts of meat. But it's really not costing any more than feeding a premium brand food. We have a great source of chicken necks and backs, and necks and backs provide the perfect ratio of protein to bone, because you don't want to feed the solid protein. Too much protein is going to make your dog crazy, which I found out the hard way.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, there are sources where you can get pretty inexpensive stuff. I have a deal with King Supers where they order me literally a case of necks and backs for like $1 a pound instead of $1.79 a pound. Chicken quarters at King Supers are 69 cents a pound. Your premium dog foods are at least $1 a pound. So it's really, to me, it's just about the same cost effectiveness as feeding a kibble. It is a little bit higher when you factor in the supplements, but like I said, I don't really do too much of that because we feed such a wide variety. I do believe my dogs are getting most of what they need.
And so, with that, how much are you feeding? Michelle had passed a question. Is this pound after pound after pound of food, or is it, you know, thinking about a human amount? Is it about the same?
Well, to tell you the truth, I have a 50-pound boxer and a 65-pound boxer and our puppy who weighs about 40 pounds. The girls get the one-year-old 50-pound gets two chicken backs in the morning and two chicken backs at night because she's still growing and using up all of the calories. My older girl is 65 pounds. She typically gets one chicken back in the morning and one at night. Sometimes I'll give her a little bit extra, but I really work at keeping them trim. The puppy, on the other hand, gets four necks at a sitting, or sometimes I'll give him a supplemental back, you know, every now and again just to boost his protein, and then he also gets a lunch. So it's really not that much. A package of chicken necks is about 2.5 pounds, so that's about $2.50 for three dogs at one meal. And on the flip side, the savings that I'm getting about not having to take them to the vet well speaks for any cost that I might be enduring by purchasing the raw diet. So I think that it's extremely cost effective if you factor in the vet bills that you're saving on, and if you're factoring in the fact that you are feeding a premium brand dog food.
And I can attest that your dogs look very healthy. We see a lot of boxers coming into our training school every day, and your guys, they look great. So obviously something's working. Leah, I know you got to run back to work, so I'm going to let you go. If you have any questions for Leah or comments, you can always send them to live@dogdoctorradio.com. And make sure you fan us on Facebook, denverdogworks.com, or Facebook is just Denver Dog Works. And Leah is a fan and a friend on both our website and our Facebook page, and she will get the questions if they are posted. Leah, anything else you want to add before we go?
No, I think the only thing that I'd want to say is that if somebody were to want to get into this, I would really want to advise that they really research it, really see if that's something that they really want to do, make sure that you get a mentor. A lot of vets really aren't too keen on the idea just because they are worried about the dogs getting everything, but just make sure that you really do your research and your homework before you just switch your dog onto it, but it's worth it if you do.
There you go. That's Leah Morris, the owner of Rocky Mountain Classic Canine. Again, her website isn't up yet, but you can always contact her through ours, denverdogworks.com. Leah, take care, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Goodbye.
So that was Leah Morris, the owner of Rocky Mountain Classic Canine and a breeder of world-class boxers. She is also a graduate of our Canine Obedience Trainers course, a course that people can take to be one of the best dog trainers in the world. And she is on her way of opening up her own business and starting a fascinating career in the world of dogs. I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any comments, be sure to follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or you can comment right here on the Blog Talk Radio show as well. And if you like what you hear, make sure you hit that follow or favorite button right there on the player, and you will get a reminder every week of when the Dog Doctor Radio show will be on the air. Until next time, coming to you live from Alaska, this is Dr. Robert Forto. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.